bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted.
I don't know why they don't vote on this down in Springfield to be the official state song.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a good... We voted on a... What? We got a new the pumpkin was the new vegetable or something.
We got a vegetable. We got a pie. We got a flower. We got a bird.
It'd be a great song.
Yeah.
Totally fits. Wouldn't be great for tourism.
Now, we have... I'm going to look at the clock here. Hold on, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 8 hours and 20 minutes exactly until this legislative session officially ends, and there will be no budget. Second year in a row. How does that happen?
We need to ask Rick Pearson what the heck is going on.
Rick Pearson has spent his entire weekend in Springfield.
Sorry.
Longer than that, I'm afraid.
And Rick, a year ago when this happened, we were talking to you, and I said, well, what do you think, like 4, 5, 6 weeks maybe we'll get a budget? And you said longer than that. Who knows? And here we are. Mm-hmm. You were right.
And, that story continues because every time we thought there was some kind of a pressure point that might force a budget, mm-hmm. Either court ordered some funding for something, or in the case of last year, the governor vetoed the budget that the Democratic majority sent him. They vetoed it except for the part that does school funding. And quite frankly, that's a little bit of the debate that's going on here in these closing hours is whether they just pass a budget that for schools, do they pass a more comprehensive budget, albeit $7 billion out of whack, or do they not pass any budget?
But aren't we at that point that you need to pass something for schools, or some of them are threatened with not opening or being seriously unfunded when the school year begins in a few months?
Well, Anna, it was very interesting this morning when the leaders met with the governor. The governor proposed basically a stopgap short-term budget that would get everybody through November. And, of course, November, we have very big legislative elections going on. So certainly underscoring all of the politics going on here. But the governor proposed that, and that was only days after Senate President John Cullerton proposed the same thing, and it was the Rauner administration that shut him down. That's kind of the goofiness that's going on here. So
sort of tit for tat sort of thing, right?
Right, and truly, you know, it's part of the rhetorical wars going on. But you do have the Democratic leaders, John Cullerton in the Senate, Mike Madigan in the House, saying they're willing to look at that, but it's not going to pass today. And they've assigned it to one of these working groups of rank-and-file lawmakers.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? How does that solve anything?
Well, there have been about 7 of these working groups going on for several weeks. And it's rank-and-file lawmakers, each one of them looking at one of the issues that the governor has proposed as part of what he calls his turnaround agenda. So there's one on property taxes, there's one on collective bargaining, there's one on workers' compensation, and there's one on the budget. And so this short-term stopgap thing would ostensibly be looked at by the working group on that's looking at state spending, but that doesn't guarantee that anything's going to emerge out of that either.
All right, so let's go back to what happened here. The governor got dealt a loss here by the legislature that by supermajority went over his head on the city pension program that
right.
keeps Chicago police and fire, that it extends, it continues to pay into that pension fund, but it extends the time by which the money can be paid back by the pension fund itself, right?
Right. It basically changes the payment schedule that the city makes in paying police and fire pensions
right.
and draws it out over a longer period.
Correct.
It saves basically the need for another big property tax increase after Mayor Emanuel had already, you know, put one on everybody in Chicago. But here again, you had this bill actually passed a year ago, and the Democrats didn't send it to Rauner until March because they wanted to take a temperature, see where he was on it. And Friday afternoon, Rauner vetoed it, called it irresponsible and kicking the can down the road. And it was called for an override in the Senate, which was expected to pass overwhelmingly and did. Then it went to the House, which, when the bill originally passed, it didn't have the 71 votes that would be needed to override a veto. But with the help of a couple of Republicans that hadn't previously supported the bill, it now becomes law, and it actually has emboldened Democrats to even further want to challenge Rauner, even though it was the help of Rauner's own two Republican votes that helped make the difference.
You know, it's hard to not look at this in any other way as a purely political game and not about serving citizens. I think we as citizens have felt that for a while in Illinois. Do you think that right now Speaker Mike Madigan is looking at this as a win? That he's forced the governor to go along with what he wanted or else get blamed for the lack of school funding and all these other tricks that have been part of this?
Oh, I think there's no doubt that the Democrats, you know, if anything, are more solidified as a result of that override. And in fact, there was a meeting of the governor and the leaders that occurred right after that override vote took place. And Madigan and Cullerton walked into the second floor governor's office together, almost like comrades in arms on this thing as they went to do battle with the governor.
Mm-hmm. So Rick.
Yeah.
I get the sense, I could be wrong, I get the sense that there really isn't going to be any kind of fix to this until something major explodes. And I don't know what that is, because when they piecemeal this, they can just keep going on forever. There is the potential that they will never get a budget passed during the Rauner administration.
Indeed, and that's something that Deputy Democratic House Leader Liu Lang has said, that it's entirely possible, because so much of this is so political. Anna, you're absolutely right. This is truly about politics and winners and losers. And you know, you've got the fact that Governor Rauner has vowed to basically erode these Democratic majorities in the legislature starting in November, using his money and the money of his friends to help fund campaigns, to fund Republican challengers to Democratic incumbents. And, the Democrats can't make up for the amount of money that Rauner and his friends have, but they do have the support of organized labor. They have the support of civil liability attorneys. And, of course, some of the things that the governor wants on his agenda as a prerequisite for a tax increase or finding new sources of revenue is to weaken the ability of unions to collectively bargain and to change workers' compensation law to make it harder for workers to claim that they were injured on the job.
So if they don't, Rick, if they don't pass the budget tonight, just hours from now, midnight, right when the legislative session ends, but maybe just the fund, the piece that funds schools, how do they move forward? Do they still wait for people, social service agencies, to sue them or others to get their money? I mean, how does the state operate moving forward if they don't pass the budget tonight?
Well, I mean, there's a number of issues going on. There's some social service agencies who claim that if a budget for this current budget year that we're in, that ends on June 30th, if a budget isn't passed to provide them the appropriations for the services they offered, that the state basically could skip the payment to them, and then that these social service providers would have no way to get their money.
Now, there is I'm sorry, let me just interrupt you on one thing. Sure. There, though, because some social service agencies then had a federal overlay, right? I talked to some people over the last number of months who were involved in this, and the federal government required the state to make its payments to certain types of agencies.
Like police and...
Well, also to social service agencies, mm-hmm. like, you know, the certain...
Healthcare-related
or developmentally disabled, you know, things like that.
Right, and those are, I mean, that's kind of how we're on autopilot for like 92% of the state budget is through these court orders and consent decrees, those kinds of things. But that having been said, there's still a number of service providers that provide various services that aren't, you know, they're not under those kind of federal mandates. They're actually suing separately in state court over $100 million in service provided money for services that they've provided.
Well, aren't they collecting money? I've been thinking about this the whole mm-hmm. time. Aren't they collecting money that they're not putting out?
The state is,
yeah.
Sure. But there's no authorization to spend it. then in some of these various small little fixes, like the lottery, if you remember, when the state couldn't pay lottery prizes,
right.
they've done certain fixes to allow money to be spent for that. But at the same time, the backlog of bills that the state owes to, you know, any number of vendors and providers is just keeps growing and growing.
Rick, this is...
You always get him so agitated.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm easily agitated. I've been told that in the last 24 hours.
These are
hours.
Big things, though, and important things
yes.
for all of us.
Well, then don't come to Springfield, Ro.
When do I ever do that, Rick?
I know.
Right? All right.
So you don't have to.
Thank you. But if there's like, you know, billions of dollars sitting around unspent in Springfield, just waiting to get appropriated, someone's going to steal it, Rick. It's like, because
that's what you're worried about.
Seriously, I look at Springfield as a gigantic crack house, and that it's like a big, like a safe house, and they're dumping the cash and the drugs in that house, and they're just waiting. And then someone, and there's always some guy. It's in every mob movie you see this. There's always some guy who goes, "Hey, we can steal that," and then the next thing you know, it's gone.
And we can't find it.
We can't find it. I could see that happening.
Well, you know, it's always been said that no man's wallet is safe while the Illinois General Assembly's in session.
That's really true.
Watch your wallets.
That is so true.
What do you think's going to happen then, Rick, if you had to guess about tonight? Will they pass a budget, even this one? I mean, it would have to be this one that's $7 billion short.
I'm thinking there will be something that passes, but even that $7 billion one, the governor has promised to completely veto that, including the funds that would be allocated to schools. Mike Madigan, the House Speaker, has said already that the House will be in session every Wednesday in June starting next week in trying to work for putting together a state budget. So,
and Mike Madigan, let's be honest here, and I know we got to run here, but Mike Madigan's had his own problems because he's got labor unions that, you know, say, well, he says, well, I'm protecting you. But he's got the teachers union, which is like, where's our money? Right? And he's.
Well, yeah, and indeed, the $7 billion bill that's short, that appropriations budget bill, that does provide hundreds of millions of dollars to the Chicago public schools to try to avoid the layoffs and those kinds of things. And, of course, you know, we're still looking at a CPS-CTU contract that needs to be done.
All right, Rick Pearson in Springfield, so we don't have to be. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, you can read him at Tribune.com. And, of course, in your edition of the Tribune that flops on your doorstep tomorrow morning.